If you only had 24 hours to live and you had to teach your son or sons everything you learned about being a man, from life to love, money to marriage, people to porn, and everything in between, what lessons would you teach him? Well, when my son was only 12 years old, I wrote a book for him I wanted to leave behind as my legacy. It's called Are You the Man? 201 Lessons I Wish My Dad Would Have Taught Me. And I squeezed all of those lessons on manhood into just 124 pages. The lessons I share in this book not only come from my successes in life, but many of them also come from my painful and even shameful failures, including divorce, abuse, addiction, adultery, and abandonment, just to name a few. You can read and learn in less than 2 hours what it took me over 30 plus years to learn the hard way. So just go over to areyoutheman.com and get your copy today. That's areyoutheman.com. Trust me, your wife and children will thank you for it later. Hello, Mighty Men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men's faith never spoil. It stays fresh. Let me say that one again. I say real men's faith never spoil. It stays fresh. On this Real Men Check-In this week, I want to ask you a question. Well, I want to ask you a few questions. Is your faith starting to run dry? Does your wood sometimes seem wet? Does it seem like God has become tone deaf to some of your prayers? Think about it. When it comes to God, have you lost that loving feeling? You know what I'm talking about. Do you ever wonder if your worship is even worth it? Or sometimes do your praise feel like it's pointless? And let's be honest, are you afraid to admit any of this to anyone? Well, don't you worry. As bad as it sounds, you're not alone. Even the most spiritually minded and mature Christians have been there. And if they say they haven't, then they're probably lying. Even when it comes to our faith, life can't always be a mountaintop experience. And if you don't believe me, ask David when he was being chased by King Saul. Ask Elijah when he was running from Jezebel. Ask John the Baptist when he was sitting in a jail waiting to be executed. And if you still don't believe me, ask Peter after he denied Christ 3 times. I think you get the point. Going through dry moments of faith isn't something that we need to fear, but rather to expect. We have to accept the fact that going through the valley of discouragement is a normal part of Christian maturity and the Christian experience. It's a process. But the key is to make sure that those dry moments don't turn into dry seasons. So this week on the Real Men Check-In, I'm going to share with you 4 things you can do when your faith is starting to run dry and how to keep it fresh. First, fast and pray with a focus. Fast and pray with a focus. Don't fast just to be fasting. Focus on something that matters most to you when you fast. Fast for your marriage. Fast for your children, your finances, your job, your health, or anything that you're struggling with or causing your faith to run dry. I tell men all the time when it comes to the Bible, always read for your need. So that means you also need to fast for where you need to be fed. All fasting is starving your flesh while you're feeding your spirit. So ask yourself, what does my spirit need most in this season? What does my faith need to be fed? And then pray and fast for that. And stay out of that dry season, simply pick a regular day of fasting and stick with that day. Now, for me personally, it's intentionally and deliberately fasting and praying on Mondays for my wife, my children, and the men in my ministry. Now, here's the second thing you can do. Delight yourself in the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord. And what I mean by that is to enjoy Him, not just the gifts that He gives you. David says in Psalm 27:4 that the one thing I ask and the one thing I seek most is to dwell in God's presence all the days of my life so I can delight in His beautiful perfection and meditate in His temple. So when you want to prevent dry moments from becoming dry seasons, then pursue God and His presence, not just your pleasures. God made us so He could delight in us so we can delight in Him. So why not enjoy the joy of Him enjoying you? Now, here's the third thing we can do. Worship the God who is, not the little g God you want. Now, I think I need to repeat that again. Worship the God who is, not the little g God you want. Now, what do I mean by that? See, we are commanded to cast down false idols. And what are idols? It's anything we deem, desire, and worship more than God, including the filling or our own satisfaction. The truth is, most Christians don't worship the God who is, but rather the little g God that they want. See, we worship the little g God that is convenient and conventional, that makes us feel comfortable and fits what we need Him to fit for that moment, to satisfy our flesh. But the moment when that little g God doesn't fit into the box that we created, our faith starts to wane and weaken. And guess what? We get stale and we get dry. But the God who is the real God never changes, even when our circumstances, situations, and conditions do. He stays the same. And because He does that, that makes us a little bit uncomfortable. The God who is more concerned about your holiness than your happiness. The God who is more concerned about your faith than your feelings. The God who is more concerned about your salvation than your suffering. And the God who is more concerned about your freedom from sin than you living a pain-free life. I'm hoping this makes sense. And finally, last but certainly not least, if you want to stay out of dry moments and keep those dry moments from turning into dry seasons, then stay in God's presence even when you can't feel His presence. Let me say that again. Stay in God's presence even when you can't feel His presence. Now for me, it's maintaining a consistent quiet time with God even when God is being quiet. Now I must confess, I don't like those moments, but I don't have to feel it to know it. I know God is real. I don't have to like it to love Him because I know that God is good. And I don't have to figure Him out to follow Him because I know that God is trustworthy. And guess what? You know it too. Because even when our faith dries, we know that real men's faith never spoils because it always stays fresh. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And if you found this lesson or information valuable, or you need help in this area, we have an army of brothers who can help you win at what matters most, even frustrates you the most when it comes to being a husband, father, and spiritual leader in your home. And if you'd like to find out more how you can work one-on-one with me and our men, just email me at realmenconnect@gmail.com. And as you know, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast. We're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way, you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go over to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man that God has called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.